Republican presidential hopefuls wanted to say thanks to their donors, which they did at a Washington dinner last night. It's been a strange year of fundraising for the GOP contenders. Those candidates are struggling, while Democrats Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are flush with cash. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Four GOP candidates were slated to speak at the Republican National Committee's first annual Presidential Trust Dinner here in Washington. The major candidates all have their fundraising burdens. To start with, consider this. The top four Republicans finished the third quarter with about as much cash between them as either Clinton or Obama has. Mitt Romney, the former venture capitalist and Massachusetts governor, has had to pump up his campaign budget with $17 million from his own checking account. His campaign suggests there's more where that came from. Last night, he ended his remarks on a grateful note.
America's not going to turn left. America is going to follow the red, white, and blue. Thank you so very much. It's an honor to be with you. Thanks for your generosity.
Senator John McCain canceled out of the dinner. His campaign is, by one accounting, flat broke. Using his third quarter report, if you subtract campaign debts and some contributions that he could only use in the general election, McCain's cash on hand is at zero, although he said on Monday that he's not literally out of money. Top donors last night got a private reception before the dinner. Former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and former Senator Fred Thompson both spoke there. Then they ducked out. Giuliani is struggling to keep up with Romney's increasingly self-financed campaign. He hasn't yet run any TV ads, while Romney has run thousands, mainly in the early voting states. Thompson began fundraising in June and this week declared a respectable $12.8 million raised. But at least financially, he's in danger of becoming a regional candidate. 8 of his 10 best fundraising states are in the South. The evening had an uneasy feel to it. Speakers rushed through their remarks. Applause sometimes sounded dutiful. RNC co-chairman Joanne Davidson said the event raised more than $5 million.
Now that's an unprecedented amount of money, and it's all thanks to you.
The next speaker, former RNC chairman and the night's dinner chairman, Ken Melman, called the take less than adequate.
Let's every single person in this room find two more people before February 5th to commit to a similar level of support.
The RNC wasn't saying exactly what that level of support is. But last night, with 700 in attendance, it came to something more than $7,000 per guest, quite a bit even including the little chocolate elephant. Professor Bill Benoit at the University of Missouri at Columbia is a longtime observer of presidential politics. He says Republicans could run an unaccustomed second in the money race for the rest of the 2008 campaign.
If you look at the data, the Democrats have raised much more money than the Republicans. And there's a growing dissatisfaction with the Republican president that leads me to believe that it's more likely the Republicans won't be able to raise as much money as the Democrats this year.
But one presidential candidate last night sounded optimistic. Texas Congressman Ron Paul is running a dark horse campaign that, to almost everyone's surprise, raised $5 million last quarter. It was nearly as much as McCain. It happened because Paul has become an internet celebrity.
I've never had such an easy time in fundraising in all my life.
And that's a feeling other Republicans are not enjoying this year. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.